back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys about the Elm Foundation. So I had these folks in my studio, gosh, it's been a few months ago, but just so impressed. So the Elm Foundation, E-L-M, Elm Foundation, is based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3, and their mission, their goal, their success stories are based around giving people back sort of their sense of dignity, self-worth, and productivity, getting them off the streets, basically, and helping them walk back into life. And I don't mean like, I always say it like the government throwing money at something and hoping it sticks. Not at all. The Elm Foundation is actually there walking them through it, giving them milestones, giving them accountability, and then encouraging them along the way. And by the way, this whole thing is done with what I would call conservative principles. The idea that work means something, the idea that you too can get re-engaged and find level of productivity perhaps you'd forgotten you had. It's just epic what they're doing. I love the way they do it too. The Elm Foundation. And by the way, this is year end. They're a 501c3. I can tell you from experience, year end is a time when you're hoping that people are considering their year end giving. If you are intrigued by the way the Elm Foundation does its work, then I want to just encourage you to check them out. Their website is the Elm HSV, because they're in Huntsville, elmhsv.org. That's the Elm Foundation, elmhsv.org. And if you do contact them, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to switch gears now. I'm going to number two on the Triple Dipper, although it's taken me almost 2 hours to get there. Wow. That's clear indication we had some serious content.
Are we taking polls on the chances of you making it to all three?
Are you going to bust my chops on the first day you're here?
Sure. Why not? I'm pushing the buttons, Phil. I'm just saying.
You're determined to push buttons. Yeah. You know what? I don't know, man. We'll just wait and see how this one goes. Yeah. But this next one I'm calling Thugs and Liars. So I got a series of stories here. I think it is worth pointing out who Hamas is. It galls me that we've got freedom-loving Americans, allegedly, freedom-loving Americans extolling the virtues of Hamas as a misunderstood organization. You got mainstream media starting to slip over into the, well, we noticed as the people that were released from captivity for 51 days in a hole were waving to their captors as if maybe it wasn't that bad of an experience. Shut up. Let me remind y'all who Hamas is. And I'll start with a story from right here in Alabama. Our own U.S. Senator Katie Britt, story on 1819 News, points out that there was the successful return of an American hostage, finally, because we do have a bunch of Americans over there that are being held, by the way, it is clearly understood that in a time of war, there will be what they call POWs, prisoners of war. Taking civilians hostage in order to gain leverage in negotiations is not on the same level. And even then, you would think that what they would take would be, oh, I don't know, they captured 6 IDF soldiers. No. How about the little 4-year-old American girl who they just brought back? 4 years old. U.S. Senator Katie Britt on Sunday praised the successful return of an American hostage who was abducted in Israel on October 7th. Abigail Edan is a 4-year-old American, dual citizenship with Israel. She was one of 240 hostages. 240. As of today, they have released 50. What is their point? Their point is nothing but terror and leverage. That's what it is. The kind of people that will take a 4-year-old hostage do not deserve international respect. They do not deserve to live, for that matter. They deserve to be stamped out of our existence so that we do not have to worry about whether they will try to come in again and seize innocence on a non-battlefield. Little Abigail, by the way, it points out in the article from 1819, was the first successful freeing of an American hostage. And during a recent Senate Banking Committee hearing following her own trip to Israel, Senator Britt mentioned Abigail. And she said at the time she was three. You know why? Because she celebrated, not really, because she had her fourth birthday while she was in captivity. I just spent the last several days with my grandkids, one of whom is 4 years old, just turned four recently. And I look at that sweet, precious child, and I cannot imagine what it would be like if he were being held in a tunnel under the ground after having watched his parents be killed. I cannot imagine the trauma little Abigail is going to have to go through for the rest of her life. That's who we're dealing with, is thugs and liars. Hamas is like a nation within a nation, if you will. The people of Palestine, oh, we must support Palestine. Oh, it's a Palestinian. Well, the Palestinians elected to have Hamas be their leadership, all right? Oh, not every member of the Palestinian people is a Hamas, you know, terrorist. Sure, that's true. But a lot of them cheer in the streets. How about when the young Israeli woman who had been raped so brutally that her pants were covered in blood was dragged through the streets and then beheaded? And the people cheered and took selfies. There's something endemically wrong with that culture that needs to be dealt with. And the way we deal with it is by stamping out Hamas. Why? Because they're thugs and liars. We're starting to hear, by the way, some of the details of the hostages who've been released and what their conditions were. And it's a mixed bag. Some say that they were treated humanely, you know, for all practical purposes, and fed. Others are saying it was awful. It was dark. It was dank in the tunnels. And we're not talking about, like, the majority of us in this audience, if we were held in captivity, it might be rough. It might be distressing. But what about, oh, I don't know, 85-year-old Yaffa Adar, who lost weight in the tunnels as she was being held captive? Or how about 85-year-old Yocheved Lipschitz? Or how about Adina Moshe, 72? You look at it and go, why would they be seizing 85-year-olds, 4-year-olds? I'll tell you why, because they're thugs and liars. Story here from Fox News says that as the details are coming out, people talk about, you know, on the average, losing around 15 pounds while they're being kept underground, eating maybe one meal a day, mostly rice and bread, being kept in very, you know, distressing conditions. One of which was 84-year-old Alma Abraham, who had to be rushed to Israel's Soroka Medical Center because she was in a life-threatening condition when she was released because, that's right, she's supposed to be on medications. They didn't bother to take her medications with her when they held her captive, did they? More on this, thugs and liars. I'm going to describe it in some detail. Prepare yourselves. We'll be right back.
Right-side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, and yeah, the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and Just plain right. I got to tell you, I just saw this this one text a moment ago. Where'd it go? There it is. I think it was Glenn from Bluntsville. Yeah, here. This dipper is called Thugs and Liars, and Glenn from Bluntsville says, when you said the dipper was titled Thugs and Liars, I stopped at the store and didn't realize you were talking about the terrorists. He thought I was talking about the Clintons and the Bidens. Butters gives you three whoop-whoops on that one. That's... Oh, Butters has got sound effects. You do, man. You got all the buttons over there.
We could make a whole show of just sound effects.
Just sound effects. Just like every, yes. Just, I could ask you a question. You could answer with sound effects.
Ooh.
That's okay. That's maybe Lynn Borden we want to do. All right. Hey, I got somebody on the line, and it happens to be Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil. Good. Got all the turkey I can eat.
Good. Hope you got some time for Thanksgiving. Y'all had a good one, huh?
Oh, yeah, I had a real good one.
Well, good deal. But, what's on
you
your
know,
mind?
Thugs and Liars, that does cover a broad spectrum of people in this world, doesn't it?
It does. And there's, I could insert name here, you know what I'm saying? But, Hamas. I mean, I'm sick to death of seeing, you know, skulls full of mush on college campuses protesting in favor of Hamas. And some will say they're protesting for Palestine. No, they're protesting for Hamas. Some of them actually are.
Yeah. Well, that's what my point is. Hamas is the governing body in Palestine.
Yep.
In the Gaza Strip. How do you separate? Well, how come we're trying to separate the people from their government? I mean, it's like if Biden gets us into a war and everything, are they just going to come over here? It's good to know that they're just going to come after the Democrats. Oh, you know, those evil Democrats. But the Republicans are okay, you know. We'll let them slide. They're not in power, you know. They're just good people, you know. I'm sure that's going to happen if we ever get attacked, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what Israel's doing right now. Is they're just trying just to kill Hamas. But you know, truthfully, Israel's being actually, I mean, you wouldn't know it to look at the rubble in the streets, but Israel's actually being fairly surgical, all things considered.
Oh yeah, that's what I say. Like I say, these people, until they get rid of the Palestinians and everything, it's a mindset, it's a religion. They're going to have to shove them out of Palestine and let these other countries that support them, claim to support them, take them in. You know, but they won't do that. But
the interesting thing is, though, much of the Middle East does not support them. I mean, I did a whole thing on that, a week or two ago, talking about how many Middle Eastern countries have had horrible experiences with Palestinians, so much so that like Jordan and Egypt don't even want them in. They're barring the gates.
Well, they claim they support them as long as they're useful idiots in their cause. That's the problem. because that's what they are. That's why Iran keeps funneling money into them and everything, because, you know, Iran's don't have to tell them what to do and everything. We're just going to fund you because you're dead set against the killing Israelis, and that's what we're for too. So, you know, we're sure we'll funnel you money and try to coordinate things with you.
But I'll tell you
exactly
what, though,
what it is.
I'll correct one thing. I mean, not correct per se, but one thing you said a minute ago is Iran doesn't have to tell them, but Iran does tell them what to say. I really believe that a lot of what we're seeing right now is the Iranian training, Iranian say-so, Iranian giving them the green light. You know, Iran giving them, you know, the arms and ammunition. I think Iran absolutely tells them what to say.
Yeah, maybe so, but I don't think they had to recruit them. I think they was already willing souls in the big scheme of things.
That is great. They were useful fools or useful idiots. They were.
But and speaking of useful idiots, did you hear the report the other day where that they was mad at Israel because they're releasing more Palestinians per hostage than one to one?
Yeah.
Because you don't think that the Palestinians, it takes three or four Palestinians to be the worth of one Israeli? I mean, these people are stupid on a whole new level.
that was a member of, I think it was a panel on MSNBC who asked that question. And it was like or maybe it was on The View, I forget which is about the same. But it was so asinine. But never mind the fact that that's exactly what Hamas's demands were. It was a negotiated release. That was their demand.
Yeah. Israel is, you know, I think that they should probably apologize right now to the future families who will be abducted because they're doing this right now. All it's going to lead to is more abductions and everything. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. You cannot ever negotiate with hostages because it just brings more hostages.
You're exactly right, man. Hey, where are you at right now?
Crossing the Tennessee River, heading north.
Well, blessings on it. I made that trip down yesterday, and I definitely stopped at Bucky's. I hate the fact that your truck can't pull in there because the beaver nuggets kept me going for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, you pansy, 14 hours behind the wheel. Yeah, you're and even as smooth as the interstate feels to you, it feels like I'm going down an old country road in the truck. Yeah. Bouncing.
All I know is you can see over the top of everything. I'm sitting down below all the people like you wondering what's going on ahead of me that's slowing everything down.
And I'm governed at 65 miles an hour. That's as fast as I can go. Yeah. So do that trip then and tell me all about it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, brother. Be careful on the road. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, man. Yeah, wow. So, hey, going back to this thugs and liars thing, let's get into the who does that discussion, all right? Who does this? Let us not forget that we are talking about an organization that is you know, recognized by many foreign governments that has been elected to leadership of the Palestinian people, Hamas, that runs the Gaza Strip. Not necessarily the West Bank, but the Gaza Strip. But Hamas, here's some of the ones they released. Young Gal was 11. Young Tal was 9. Alma Avraham, 84. How about young Yuval was 9 and Oria was 4. How about Ofri, who was 10 years old? Or I mentioned already Abigail Idan, who is American citizen, who is 4. Or about sisters Elah, 8, and Daphna, 15. And listen, who does this? Thugs and liars, that's who. Do not for a second think that what we're talking about are people who just have a cause. They're just tired of being persecuted, and Israel is a genocidal. It's not a genocidal nation at all. Nothing is apartheid about Israel. Arabs are allowed to hold office in Israel. Arabs are allowed to freely move about. Arabs are given freedoms, and they're allowed to, you know, ride public transportation, do all the things that normal citizens do. That's not an apartheid state. But here's a piece it's pretty graphic, so I'll just go ahead and say right up front, this is a graphic article. Townhall.com asked a great question in regards to what these thugs and liars have done. It starts off by saying, misogyny and cultural norms, as in subjugating women, are widespread in much of the Islamic world. Things like female genital mutilation, forced marriages, persecuting women for not dressing according to strict codes, honor killings, all these things happen. It's no surprise then, but yet shocking and horrific nonetheless, says the author, that one weapon in Hamas's inhuman massacre of over 1,200 people in Israel on October 7th, brutalizing thousands, kidnapping more than 240, one of their weapons, including young children and elderly women, was the raping of Israeli women. Underscoring that these are not individual criminal acts, but a part of something widespread and deliberate, some are calling it what they call a sexual pogrom. Adding insult to injury, and here's the piece that the article is written about. Adding insult to injury, there are groups and people that should be advocating for women's rights, and under any other circumstance would be calling out such criminal behavior. They have turned a blind eye to the forensic evidence, the eyewitness accounts, and the confessions of Hamas terrorists as if the victims and the sex crimes don't matter just because they're Jews. Where is the hashtag MeToo movement now? Where are the people who tried to dox someone because of alleged things that had happened in their youth? Where are those who made the claims that, you know, a crime against one woman is a crime against all? Because what happened on October 7th was not just horrific, it was degrading and demeaning. It was intentional, because these are thugs and liars. Now, I'm going to a break right now, but when I come back, I'm going to wrap this up. I mean, I can't even get through all the material I got here, but I got to get to my last dipper, otherwise Butters is going to give me a hard time. But I'll tell you this. One of the things I've looked at is that there is a leadership of Hamas that is living large and living in luxury in Qatar. Why? Why is that? And oh, by the way, why hasn't there been an Israeli hit team already take them out? I don't know. We'll talk about how did this office in Qatar get there and why does it have official status? It might date back to the Obama administration. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'll tell you who else saves the world one patient at a time. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our really large listening area. I mean, they got locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They got five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, listen, they're open 7 days a week, y'all. That is epic. Like over the holidays, what do? You wake up, if somebody wakes up on a Saturday morning, they're sick. What, they wait till Monday? No. You go to Southern Immediate Care, and they'll see all ages. Walk-ins are welcome. I'm talking pediatric to geriatric. They'll see them all. And listen, you can get your shots and your x-rays right there on the spot. And this is who I use personally. And I say that with all sincerity. And I've been using them longer than they've been advertising. In fact, they're advertising because I've been using them. I was so satisfied. I said, would y'all consider advertising on the show? Well, the owner of the whole chain is a Right Side ruffian himself. So yes, Southern Immediate Care is who I use. And I'm extremely pleased. Every time I've walked in the door, clean, friendly, professional, get you in, get you out. Listen, here's the deal. You need something, medically speaking. Just look them up. Find the location nearest to you online. Go down there to Southern Immediate Care and tell them when you're there, by the way. You heard about it on that radio show, Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, so listen, I guess I'm going to bring this one to a close because I do want to get to the, and I don't know how I can possibly get, I mean, there's all this stuff. I mean, I got, you hear the paper, right? I got Butters, I'm going to have to call it at some point. I mean, when I get overly exuberant when I'm doing my resourcing of the show, sometimes I have to look at myself and go, you got carried away.
You mean there's a lot to talk about with the war in Israel and Gaza Strip?
Apparently
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. Thugs and liars apparently abound. Thugs and liars. How about this? I've wondered multiple times why it is that Hamas is allowed to have an office in a neighboring country called Qatar. It's actually not neighboring per se, but anyway, Qatar. Why? And well, apparently the Obama administration pushed for it. Oh, that's right, the Obama-Biden administration. So yeah, according here on townhall.com, during former President Obama's time in office, the U.S. facilitated the opening of a Hamas office in Qatar with the initial intention. Of assisting with indirect communication and contributing to the, quote, de-escalation efforts in the Middle East. Uh-huh. It says, however, the plan has backfired. The Obama-era move may have unintentionally bolstered the terrorist group's activities and contributed to the ongoing violence. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Qatar's ambassador to Washington wrote that his government set up the Hamas office in the region after a request from Washington to establish indirect lines of communication back in 2012. He claimed the office, quote, frequently served to mediate and help de-escalate conflicts between Israel and Palestine, but they are not at all pleased, and they want to point out that the presence of the Hamas office should not be confused with an endorsement. I'm curious as to why we have
these guys live. I mean, and by the way, these Hamas leaders are living large in Doha. They are.
Oh, yeah. Money goes along. I spent a lovely year of my life in Doha. In Doha at Al Udeid. When the Obama administration released the terrorists, that was where they dropped them. I think it was Al Qaeda members. They delivered them to Qatar. Yeah. So,
I passed through there on my deployments in epic levels of humidity. Never felt. I thought humidity in Panama was something. No. I stepped outside of the hyper air conditioned building that I was in, and it felt like somebody had thrown a wet wool blanket over my head. It was that thick.
Yeah, I almost preferred the dry Iraq, 140 degrees.
but if the point being, though, is you've got Hamas radicals living large in Qatar because they have an official office that was pressed for by the Obama administration, and that is now where they are so-called recognized by the world. It's like they're consulate to the world in Qatar. I'm wondering how long it's going to be until some Israeli assassination group, you know, winds up tracking them down and making sure that's an empty office, if you know what I'm saying. Just saying. Lastly, I'll say this. You thugs and liars, you got, like, for instance, you've got this one story from townhall.com also. They were kicking it today. Town Hall has another story about a teacher in Queens that I referred to in my monologue earlier, who merely went out on her social media and showed a picture of herself at a Stand with Israel rally, only to have students who she calls radicalized kids begin rampaging through the halls of her Queens high school, demanding that they bring her out so they could deal with her, I guess, and they also wanted her fired. Why? Because she said she stands with Israel. Thugs and liars. Listen, we can't mollycoddle this. We shouldn't on the world stage, and we shouldn't right here in our streets and schools. But it's not going to be over anytime soon unless we can stamp them out truly. Daily Signal has a piece that's a part of the Daily Signal podcast. It's a transcript of a conversation with someone who knows directly. According to this particular Sasan Hassan, who used to be the head of public diplomacy at the Embassy of Israel in Washington, that Hamas is only starting with Israel. They intend to export it elsewhere if they can. Thugs and liars. If the things that I've described are what you want to see on your streets, or anywhere else for that matter, then say nothing. Let it all go by. But the world needs to be outraged, and we should not forget what happened. 4-year-olds taken hostage, women raped and brutalized, old women taken into the tunnels and kept there without their medication. It's a mess. And there's 240 more. Why? Because they want the leverage that comes with hostages. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.